BEP 304. Job interviews. Talking about accomplishments. 1.
This is the first in a two-part series on talking about your accomplishments. It's one of an ongoing sequence of podcasts that focus on the job interview process. Along with your previous experience, your greatest accomplishment is one of the topics that is sure to come up in almost any interview. This question appears in a variety of forms. What was your proudest achievement? What was your most significant accomplishment? What do you consider to be your greatest success? No matter how it's asked, you should be ready with a reply. Interviewers want to hear something important that you handled. Pick an achievement that is significant to you and that is rich in detail. These two qualities will make it easy to provide examples, which is the main theme of this series. In this episode, we'll be listening to a bad and good version of a recent graduate discussing his greatest accomplishment. We'll focus on language for providing examples of the positive personal characteristics that our previous success demonstrates. Then, in part two of this series, we'll hear another good example of someone with more job experience, and we'll examine a four-part structure for telling our success stories. First, let's quickly review the bad example. We'll go back to Alexander's interview with Michael in the electronics store. As you listen, consider the following questions. Then, we'll examine the answers in the debrief. First, does Alex put his success into an organized, articulate story? And second, does he present his accomplishment in a way that provides examples of skills and qualities that will be useful at his new job?
Right, got that. So what do you consider to be your greatest accomplishment?
I think my greatest achievement is comprehending Klima's masterwork, World as Consciousness and Nothing.
Okay.
In this book, he argues that everything exists only because we will it to exist. You see, he means that you, I, everyone, we are all God. Do you understand?
Yes, got that. Alexander, do you really think this is the right job for you? Are you sure you can handle it?
Are you kidding? No problem. You should try reading Klima. That's hard work.
I think we'll all agree that Alexander has not presented his experience in the most favorable light. First, it doesn't seem as though he has chosen the best story to tell. We recall from previous episodes that he's recently graduated with a master's degree, a great accomplishment. Yet, in his story, he focuses on reading just one book. Though this book may be of great personal significance to Alex, from the employer's perspective, it doesn't reflect as favorably on him as, for example, the completion of his thesis. He hasn't chosen a good example to provide. In addition to his poor choice of story to tell, there are some problems with the way Alex tells the story. He focuses on details that are irrelevant to his interviewer rather than on those that draw attention to his positive personal attributes. Again, he has done a poor job of providing examples of how his experience demonstrates relevant skills and characteristics. Finally, Alex is not likely to win friends by placing his academic accomplishments in a higher position than the job he's interviewing to do. He implies that working in an electronics store is easy compared to his university experience. Instead of taking this approach, he should be discussing how his academic excellence has prepared him for success in the workplace. Obviously, none of us are likely to make all the mistakes that Alex has made. But still, his poor performance provides us with a useful example because it highlights several key issues that we should pay attention to when we present our accomplishments. After his original bad interview experience, Alex went back and got some advice at the job search agency. He attended a couple of workshops, and in his second attempt to find a job, he is much more successful.